broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right, happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman live on your radio. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use, no doubt, continues now. This is the broadcast for May 19th in the year of our Lord, 2022, and this is hour two of two, and the goal always to protect life, liberty, and property, and to promote God, family, and country on your radio as we always do. And I've got Eldon Stahl, my good buddy, with me. He's the field coordinator for the John Birch Society, JBS.org. Check it out. Become a member today, JBS.org. And also check out The New American, the incredible award-winning magazine that's been around for decades telling the tale of liberty. They're the truth tellers from before I was even born. So, you know what? Good on them for their stability. And I'm just rock solid in the news business, rock solid in the liberty business. They come to the rescue. They're like the Minutemen, but they've been doing it for decades. And good on them, the JBS.org, thenewamerican.com. Eldon, welcome back, sir.
Thank you so much, Sam. Great to be here.
All right. So quickly, we talked yesterday about the Constitutional Sheriffs and Peace Officers Association is issuing a press release and going to be backing sheriffs in their effort to investigate vote fraud based on 2,000 mules and other vote fraud claims that are going around. We need really to put this to rest because, you know what, the whole nation's torn up over vote fraud. And as rounds of elections happen and happen, people are feeling disenfranchised. The government and, you know, all the, quote, liberals and everything else, even a lot of Republicans are claiming, there's nothing here. It's a big old nothing burger. But when you watch 2,000 mules, you kind of change your heart on that. Now it turns out there's a couple of investigations already started and taking place. And the Constitutional Sheriffs and Peace Officers Association believes this is the biggest topic we need to focus on in America today. Because, look, if you don't have honest votes, and you're disenfranchised, you know, your whole way of being involved is literally, jettisoned. You're disenfranchised. And so we talked about in Yuma County, Arizona, the sheriff's office opens massive voter fraud investigation after 2,000 mules go viral. Well, Yuma, Arizona is one of the places even mentioned in the movie, and the sheriff is taking that very seriously. But it gets better even in Olathe, Kansas. The Johnson County Sheriff's Office is also now investigating claims of election fraud. I guess a cyber crimes investigator is investigating these allegations. They had a big old press conference. The guy's name is Calvin Hayden there, the sheriff. And he says, you know what? This is serious. There's an undisclosed number of allegations, and we're going to dig into this. But Sheriff Calvin Hayden also said this, quote, "We have an obligation to the people we serve to investigate every reasonable complaint we receive until we reach a successful conclusion. Now, while we conduct the investigation, the charging of it is up to the district attorney's office. So we can investigate, but eventually the DA needs to charge the crime. The sheriff's department also considers this an active investigation and intends to present all findings to the Johnson County District Attorney's Office for potential charges. This is serious indeed because they've talked about vote fraud forever. There's never been really the Kraken or the pay dirt others have promised. But 2,000 Mules has taken this to the next level, to say the least. And now they are prosecuting. There's evidence of vote fraud, and these investigations are being taken very seriously. That's only two examples of the 3,000 counties plus that need to get on this. But it's a start, Eldon.
Yeah, and, I was, initially a little skeptical about 2,000 Mules just because I thought, well, okay, Dinesh D'Souza, he kind of has a history of putting out stuff that's probably more red meat for the Republican people, but, not something that's probably for a larger audience. But apparently this 2,000 Mules has gotten the attention of people and presented the subject at least in a way that is more understandable, probably than, the Mike Lindell Symposium got into a lot of the cyber stuff, and it seemed like that was a bit too much in the, I don't know if you'd say in the weeds, but complex. When you have video surveillance.
Uh-oh, we're going to get Eldon back. When you have for video surveillance, though, it's pretty easy for the average American to see, to understand, It's pretty easy for the American people to get their arms around, as opposed to some of the complicated minutia that happens when we look at vote fraud. I mean, when you look at vote fraud, it's like people don't understand how the zeros and ones manipulate and how things get transferred around and how things get updated and replaced. And it's very difficult because it's all in cyberspace. You can't see it. It takes a kind of a cyberspace mind, or whatever you want to call it, a digital geek's mind, to kind of understand a lot of it. So it takes a lot of a geek's mind to understand a lot of the minutia and a lot of the stuff that Mike Lindell and many others, Laura Presley and others, put out a lot of good information. They're accurate as all get out. I don't mean to attack them. I'm just bringing up the point that Eldon was highlighting, which is it's very difficult for people to get their arms around that stuff. You got to have a digital mind, or it's all in the abstract. It's hard to really understand. How did this happen? Where did it go? What do you mean it was there and now? What do you mean it was replaced? I didn't see anything. What do you mean it wasn't connected? Well, yes, it was. What do you mean it was connected? It's very complex. Whereas this is like, hey, man, I see this dude's stuff in ballots in a box, man. I don't have to know much, Eldon.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, you got to... You got to, in a way, consider your audience and say, okay, not everybody speaks geek, and you know, but they know that, hey, stuffing ballots in a Dropbox, that's a no-no, and that's they don't have
that's
to know.
That's a no-no,
a
Eldon.
About...
But what if it's my candidate, man? What if it's my guy? What if he's the good guy? And what if he's supposed to win? Come on now.
Oh, he's supposed to win. Oh, well, then,
yes,
you know, that must be an exception, right?
See, that's kind of the idea that these people seem to have. And I know it sounds like infantile.
Yep.
It sounds like, you know, kindergarten stuff. But at the same time, that's what they honestly believe. They kind of believe that the ends justify the means, that, I mean, this is bad, yep, of course, but not as bad as if Eldon Stahl got elected. I mean, he'll just be racist and run everything off the rails, right? I mean, not as bad as Sam, but it would be bad. See,
crazy. I don't know. that's kind of the way they look at things. Is anything that furthers the revolution, so to speak, is justified. So they do have a set of morality. We often accuse certain people of not being moral. They do have a set of morality. It's certainly not a Christian Western civilization morality. It's just whatever it takes to get the revolution done type of
because overall the revolution is nothing but the holy grail of you know, freedom and prosperity and safety, and you know, you don't have to worry about anything. It'll just be an awesome society. This utopian dishonesty is just beyond imagination, but they, at varying levels they believe it. All right, do you know who a guy by the name of Carl Cameron is?
Carl Cameron. Maybe I should refresh my memory.
We're not talking about the actor Kurt. We're talking about this guy Carl, right?
Okay.
Anyway, Carl Cameron is the former chief political correspondent at Fox News. All right.
Okay.
He had some very whacked out things to say recently, Eldon, that I want to play and talk about for a minute. You know, you've been peddling propaganda for a while there, Eldon. You know that? And so Carl Cameron was on this program with, what's this lady's name? Nicole Wallace? Man, the Wallaces are sure news people, aren't they? It runs in families, I guess. Anyway, so he was on with Nicole Wallace, and here's what he had to say.
The champion by Tucker Carlson. What happens at Fox News when something like this happens?
I can't even imagine. It's partly why I ended up getting out of there. It really is kind of horrible to think that journalists with national and international capacity are putting together this type of nonsense. I think the president did a great job. I wish he had done a lot of this a lot sooner, and we need a lot more from the left and the middle. And we got to watch out, because the Republicans have become the purveyors of misinformation. And when our two-party system is broken like that, democracy is seriously in trouble. The president acknowledged that. It's time to actually start doing things and maybe taking some names and putting people in jail.
Taking some names and putting people in jail. Now, here, I've got a lot of problems with this, Eldon. We'll get into it, but I want you to start.
Well, now I remember that guy. He really didn't like Ron Paul when he ran, did he?
No, sir. So, he was one of the most hate-filled of all of them, by the way.
Yeah. Okay, so obviously this guy that that Fox had hired is not he doesn't understand some basic principles of liberty, does he? Not a good thing. So you don't want to follow people like that. If you've got if you're looking for like a red flag, gee, should I follow this news organization or not, or this reporter or whatever? This might be one of them, right?
Yeah, but I think about this, and here's my problem with it. It's one thing crazy to say, but remember, she was on an interview with MSNBC host Nicole Wallace,
right.
And the topic centered on the political ideology of mass shooters, okay? But what's interesting is she didn't even contend it. She went, oh, wow, this is awesome, kind of an idea. Anybody in their right mind would say, hold on a minute, misinformation, people going to jail? So let me make sure I understand this because I'm not very smart, Eldon. You ready? So Carl mm-hmm. Cameron just called for us to arrest Anthony Fauci right away.
Yes. Yeah, we've had who knows how long of misinformation propaganda from people such as even Fox News. They've fed us all this stuff about we got to stay in our houses, 15 days to stop to flatten the curve and all that nonsense, right?
Did Carl Cameron just call for the arrest of Anthony Fauci? Hang tight. Liberty Roundtable live.
Have you ever had great honey? No, I mean really good, all natural, raw honey. Well, now you can, thanks to localhoneyman.com. We can ship out our locally made honey all across the U.S. So don't worry, you won't miss out. Plus, Local Honeyman has so many different flavors, like Utah Wildflower, High Desert Delight, Happy Valley, and Blackberry, just to name a few. So purchase your delicious raw honey today at localhoneyman.com.
Do you treasure your liberty? Well, at LovingLiberty.net, we most certainly do. And we want to help protect your liberty, too. Become part of the family. Everyone knows that the core of any society is the family. Therefore, the government should foster and protect the integrity of its family, we the people. Won't you join us as a Loving Liberty sponsor to help us promote the principles in the 5,000-year leap? Let's restore the miracle that changed the world at LovingLiberty.net.
The spirit of the American West is live and well in Range Magazine, the award-winning quarterly devoted to the issues affecting the American West. Each issue contains informative articles, breathtaking imagery, as well as the culture of cowboy spirit today, and gift ideas like the 2021 Real Buckaroo Calendar. Order online from rangemagazine.com. Loving Liberty Network salutes the spirit of the American West at rangemagazine.com.
Decades after Jimmy Carter, Joe Biden picked up where he left off. With America surrendering to terrorists, Biden's foolish spending is causing inflation, which means more pain at the pump, higher prices on groceries, devaluing your retirement savings when you need it most. Once was a mistake. Twice is a disaster. America needs strong leaders, not weak ones. Save America JFC is responsible for the content of this advertising.
Back with you live, ladies and gentlemen. So it's my contention that if this whacked out former news political host or analyst or correspondent, whatever they want to call this joker, Carl Cameron, he basically said some things that are kind of interesting. He said, listen, maybe we need to take names and jail people for misinformation. But as far as I understand, that means, did Carl Cameron call for the arrests of Anthony Fauci and Joe Biden? Because both of them have been peddling propaganda for quite some time. In fact, I think in his very own clip, this whacked out Carl Cameron literally said Republicans have become the purveyors of disinformation. That's a pretty broad brush statement to make that I submit to you is misinformation, to say the least, on its very face alone. So now does he need to be arrested there, Eldon?
Yeah, well, anytime you start saying, okay, well, we need a, it's basically a ministry of truth or something like that. Well, who's going to make the decision as to what is misinformation? And who's going to be in power of that? By the way, Carl
well,
Cameron.
Well, it should be shouldn't it?
Oh, of course. Yeah, right. It's, you know, I'm going to be the decider of what's. So we're going to have
crazy
power to censor people. But apparently, a couple of years ago, he started a progressive news aggregator called Front Page Live. So, you know, maybe he wasn't so conservative after all, and he was 20 years on Fox masquerading as one. Sometimes people do that, don't they?
And you wisely point out, see, Fox has been literally lying to us. We report, you decide. They've had a belligerent political agenda from the get-go, and this is evidence.
Yep. Yep, very much so. So, you know, I think the reason that I didn't remember the name Carl Cameron is it's been so long that since I've actually turned on and watched Fox News. It's, you know, you should read the New American, go on there. You just realize that Fox News is such propaganda.
All right. There is an article to make my point on the New American. So I backed into this all to point out this incredible New American article. Are you ready? Headline says, Feds ask for COVID-19 misinformation. Well, according to this whacked out Carl guy, all you got to do is ask a Republican. See what I mean? But anyway, Feds ask for COVID-19 misinformation. You know what the Indiana Attorney General sends them? CDC remarks.
Oh, great.
Did you hear me? They just sent them the CDC remarks and said, you want misinformation? Here's the here's the CDC. Now think about that. Who's getting arrested now, Carl? We're going to start arresting the CDC? Come on now. Now, I think they should be arrested. I think Carl's right for once. What do you say? Maybe he's actually right.
Yep.
Now, I don't really believe that,
way.
Folks. Let's talk about a broader topic. I believe these people are peddling information, misinformation. There's no doubt about it. And I think Carl's up in the night. But, ladies and gentlemen, what is misinformation and who decides that? And one man's misinformation is another man's savior. I'll give you an example. The government says that ivermectin is bogus, it's horse poop, you know, horse dewormer, you know, nothing valuable. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm telling you right now that ivermectin, along with the grace of God, saved my life. Now, who's the purveyor of misinformation? They make their claim, I make my claim. How do you decide the truth?
Well, I think you at least have some experience that overrides any claim that somebody says that.
I'm just telling you that I could not breathe. And the second I took that, within hours, I was able to get off oxygen, sir. It's not debatable. It's not discussable. I am not lying. It is absolutely true. I'm not here to even debate it.
Go.
I'm not even a medical guy. I'm just here to tell you what happened to me. That's all.
Yeah, it kind of reminds me. Remember the story of the Bible where the guy was blind and then all these people say, well, how did you become not blind? You know, how did you become seeing? And the guy says, well, I don't know, but all I know is that I was blind and now I can see. So leave me alone. You know.
Yeah, so now here's the question then, you know. What's the misinformation? What he claims? What they claim? See, this is kind of the point that we're getting at. And so
right.
I don't agree with him. I believe that Carl's allowed to prevail or, you know, promote misinformation if he chooses. I don't like that. I think it's irresponsible. I'm not happy about it. But I'm telling you that this is serious. When the feds ask for COVID-19 misinformation, the Indiana Attorney General literally sends them CDC comments. This is the New American. This is the kind of reporting I'm talking about.
Yep.
This is a huge story. Nobody's got it that I've seen anywhere on the web but the New American, Eldon.
Yeah, that's a good point. We've put out information a lot of times so far ahead of the curve. You know, we back in the 90s, we were saying, hey, the European Parliament is coming. And people said, well, no, that can't be right. And now, of course, not many years later, they started a European Parliament and a new currency and all kinds of things. But we were warning against that years ahead. So just one of a number of examples. But, you know, really, when you have people talking about we need to outlaw misinformation, you're talking about outlawing the First Amendment. And then on the other side of that, we've had the government in fully engaging in, you might say, psyops, propaganda, all those types of things. So you've got both sides of that where you're having the government attempt to control information and control people's how people view the world and their thoughts and in a way to manipulate society. Neither of those is good.
Amen to that. Now, check this out. The attorney general for the state of Indiana is a guy by the name of Todd Rokita. And Todd literally sent an open letter that he published to the people now as well, so we can see what he wrote and everything. But he wrote this letter in response to the CDC basically saying, hey, I guess the U.S. Surgeon General's office asked for, you know, propaganda misinformation. They didn't expect they were going to get back the CDC's statements, the false statement. But anyway, the letter dated May 2nd, released to the public Monday, was compiled with the help of, so listen, this Todd Rokita guy is relying on the following people to help him build this list of misinformation perpetuated by the CDC. Ready? The co-signatories are a guy from Stanford University. He's a medical professor. His name is Jay Attacharya. I don't know. And then a former Harvard University medical professor, Marvin Goldorf, who we've heard of before. In their letter, the three agree that the Surgeon General needs this misinformation from the CDC. They say it was a problem during the pandemic. Much of the misinformation has literally come from the CDC and other health organizations. So to prove it, they cite several categories of such disinformation. First on the list is the vast overcounting of COVID-19 deaths and hospitalizations. The CDC never distinguished deaths between when COVID-19 was a cause of death or the primary cause of death, a contributing cause of death, or whether the death was an entirely unrelated to COVID-19, where they might have incidentally tested positive, but that's not how they died. That's not why they died. That's not why they were even in the hospital. There are studies which we cite, they say, which proves that the COVID-19 prevalence was simply overcounted in both the United States and in other developed countries. Officials then furthermore downplayed and or outright denied that natural immunity exists and its value while pushing vaccines, partly on the basis that they would, quote, prevent transmission of the virus. These assertions were baseless and at the expense of the truth, which is natural immunity that was established early in the pandemic. Okay, the vaccine trials were not even designed to see if they could, one, limit transmission and or two, prevent death, the letter reads. School closures harm children. Anyway, they go on and on and on. But this article in the New American is just incredible. It's killer reporting. Eldon?
Yeah, it's it's almost like a jiu-jitsu move or judo move or something on this part of this attorney general that you use their CDC stuff against them in a way.
It's just fantastic, but it's truthful, though. I mean, it's funny because they get their head handed to them, but it's serious in that it points out real fundamental truths, and this reporter for the New American doing a phenomenal job. Nobody else has this that I know of. Now, I'm not saying that you can't find it somewhere, but for the most part, nobody's written up such an expose as the New American has.
Yeah, well, certainly I think you're doing yourself a disservice if you don't have the New American in at least your list of news source. And there's unique stuff that we have that nobody else has. So you want to get, you know, this is good content, good stuff that is outside the box. But it's
Roger
it's
that.
Well
Eldon Stahl with us, ladies and gentlemen. He continues on your radio in mere seconds. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Live, syndicated by Loving Liberty and Brighty on Radio Networks.
Your daily Liberty Newswire. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
You
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Pennsylvania U.S. Senate primary election results, now taking days to figure out, still has no results on the Republican side. Dr. Mehmet Oz and Dave McCormick are separated by just over 1,000 votes to the Dr. Oz side of the ticket. About 20,000 votes still need to be counted. NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg accepted Nordic neighbors Sweden and Finland's request to become members of NATO, also known as North Atlantic Treaty Organization.
And I warmly welcome the requests by Finland and Sweden to join NATO. You are our closest partners, and your membership in NATO would increase our shared security.
With Russia's aggression against its neighbor Ukraine, the reason to join now seems clear. Thanks for listening. It is well appreciated. We are USA Radio News.
Here at Total Wine & More, you'll find what you love and love what you find, especially our totally low prices.
That rosé you recommended was a hit. What should we try for more fun in the sun this weekend?
This silver tequila makes a refreshing tequila sunrise.
Perfect. Wow, that price is refreshing too.
Find what you love, love what you find, only at Total Wine & More. Pickup and delivery available at TotalWine.com. Drink responsibly, B21.
Attention weekend gardeners, don't let insect pests destroy your hard work. Fight back with Maggie's Farm, created by pest control professionals. Maggie's Farm plant and mineral-based products provide amazingly effective insect control, like our 3-in-1 garden spray for organic gardening. Deadly on garden insects, but safe to use around children and pets. Maggie's Farm, lethal to bugs, easy on the planet. Now, for a limited time, get a free box of our patented no-spill ant kill bait stations with purchase at greenbugkiller.com. That's greenbugkiller.com.
The Center for Disease Control is sounding the alarm again. The agency claims COVID-19 cases are increasing in some sections of the United States and are warning things could get even worse in the coming months. They're asking folks in the hardest hit areas of the Northeast and Midwest to consider reissuing calls for indoor masking. The new misinformation branch of Homeland Security is being put back on ice.
Free speech wins for now. The Department of Homeland Security paused its new Disinformation Governance Board on Wednesday, and the board's director will resign. This follows weeks of questions about whether the board would encroach on free speech rights, but the board isn't gone for good yet. A DHS advisory council will make recommendations in 75 days. In the USA Radio News Midwest Bureau, I'm Katie Lewis.
For more information, visit us online at usaradio.com. We are USA Radio News.
All right, Eldon Stahl with me, ladies and gentlemen. From one New American article, eventually I got another one to bring to your attention, too, which I find kind of comical. Speaking of misinformation, etc. Sam Bushman, Eldon Stahl on your radio. Rand Paul issued a little press release, and I want to tell you about it and then play it. The biggest threat the U.S. faces is inflation, debt, and the destruction of the dollar, Dr. Rand Paul. Here he is, then we'll talk about it.
Senator from Kentucky.
Reserving the right to object, my oath of office is to the U.S. Constitution, not to any foreign nation. And no matter how sympathetic the cause, my oath of office is to the national security of the United States of America. We cannot save Ukraine by dooming the U.S. economy. In March, inflation hit a 40-year high. Gasoline alone is up 48%, and energy prices are up 32% over the last year. Food prices have increased by nearly 9%. Used vehicle prices are up 35% for the year, and new vehicle prices have increased 12% or more. Yes, inflation doesn't just come out of nowhere. It comes from deficit spending. The United States spent nearly $5 trillion on COVID-19 bailouts, leading to one of the highest and most sustained levels of inflation in U.S. history. Americans are feeling the pain, and Congress seems intent only on adding to that pain by shoveling more money out the door as fast as they can. This bill under consideration would spend $40 billion. This is the second spending bill for Ukraine in 2 months, and this bill is three times larger than the first. Our military aid to Ukraine is nothing new, though. Since 2014, the United States has provided more than $6 billion in security assistance to Ukraine. in addition to the $14 billion Congress authorized just a month ago. If this bill passes, the U.S. will have authorized roughly $60 billion in total spending for Ukraine. For those who say this is not enough, for those of you in this chamber who say that our military spending is never enough, let's put $60 billion into perspective. According to Elias Youssef, a security assistant at the Stimson Center, Kiev would become the largest yearly recipient of U.S. military aid of the past two decades. Except for the top five countries, $60 billion is more than every other country in the world spends on their entire military expenditures. If this gift to Ukraine passes, our total aid to Ukraine will almost equal the entire military budget of Russia. And it's not as if we have that money lying around. We will have to borrow that money from China to send it to Ukraine. The cost of this package we are voting on today is more than the U.S. spent during the first year of the U.S. conflict in Afghanistan. Congress authorized force, and the president sent troops into the conflict. The same cannot be said of Ukraine. This proposal towers over domestic priorities as well. The massive package of $60 billion to Ukraine dwarfs the $6 million spent on cancer research annually. $60 billion is more than the amount the government collects in gas taxes each year to build roads and bridges. The $60 billion to Ukraine could fund substantial portions or entire large cabinet departments. The $60 billion nearly equals the entire State Department budget. The $60 billion exceeds the budget for the Department of Homeland Security and for the Department of Energy. And Congress just wants to keep on spending and spending. Our allies and partners have sent aid to Ukraine. Some of them even broke long-standing traditions by sending military assistance. Germany, Poland, the United Kingdom, and others are stepping up to defend Ukraine like never before. In other words, it's not all about us. It isn't that we always have to be the Uncle Sam, the policeman that saves the world, particularly when it's on borrowed money. Yet the United States accounted for nearly half of what's been spent so far. With a $30 trillion debt, America can't afford to be the world's policeman. The U.S. is trying to recover from the $1.6 trillion we spent on wars in the Middle East, not to mention the $5 trillion borrowed for COVID. We should not forget that the Soviet Union collapsed in large part, not because it was defeated militarily, but because it ran out of money. In an attempt to save Ukraine, we will doom, or will we doom the United States to such a future? In the past 2 years, the U.S. has borrowed more money than at any time in our history. We are already experiencing the greatest rate of inflation in over four decades. The assault on monetary discipline is untenable, and it cannot go on forever. Unless we put an end to the fiscal insanity, a day of reckoning awaits us. Congress should evaluate the cost of continuing down this path. The biggest threat to the United States today is debt and inflation and the destruction of the dollar. We cannot save Ukraine by killing our economic strength. So I act to modify the bill to allow for a special inspector general. This would be the inspector general that's been overseeing the waste in Afghanistan and has done a great job. So therefore, I ask the senator to modify his request so that the Senate proceed to the immediate consideration of calendar 368 H.R. 7691. Furthermore, that the Paul Amendment to the desk be considered and agreed to, the bill as amended be considered read a third time, and the Senate vote on passage of the bill as amended with a 60 affirmative vote threshold for passage.
There you have it, ladies and gentlemen. That's Rand Paul on the House floor, or I'm sorry, on the Senate floor, highlighting the criminal activity, really, spending just a belligerent overseas, promoting war. There's so many things wrong with this, it isn't even funny. He puts it in perspective, and his colleagues just simply laugh him off and ignore him as they shovel money, as he wisely puts it, as fast as they can out the door, Eldon.
Yeah, well, thank goodness for Rand Paul. We need quite a few more people like him in the U.S. Senate. He's kind of a lone voice out there. Sometimes you see Mike Lee on his side. But great points. And he seems like sometimes the only sane person in there. We should never be, taking sides, essentially, is what we're doing in some foreign conflict that we have no business and generally not much understanding of what it's about anyway.
Amen to that. All right. I've got another interesting story for you that I find shocking, ladies and gentlemen. This one comes from our buddy Mike Adams at naturalnews.com. And Mike Adams is one of the owners of Brighteon Radio Networks and Brighteon TV, which we're on both of. Thanks so much to Mike and Bob and, well, multiple Bobs and Hunter and everybody, Hannah, everybody else out there doing a phenomenal job. We're grateful for them and their leadership and their involvement. Anyway, the point is they carry the show. But this is an incredible news story from them. And so Mike Adams Natural News has this article, and here's what the headline says. They're here. You ask, what's here? They are here, ladies and gentlemen, the entire email catalog of Hunter Biden's laptop. What, laptop from hell is now in an online searchable database. A catalog of what the heck the details are. And so now people are going to be able to look through and sift through and see exactly what's going on. The mainstream press literally lied and said it wasn't Hunter laptop. You guys are nuts. Then they finally said, yes, the laptop is real. Now they're finally admitting everything from national security crisis all the way down. They're admitting it's all true. We said it was true from the start. And now what? It's in a archivable, accessible database, Eldon.
Well, great. Let's go on and take a look at it. But you kind of hesitated to see what was on that laptop in a way. But the whole story seems to be another indication that, you know what, if your news organization that you're following peddled this idea that the Hunter laptop was just non-existent and all that, maybe you need to start looking elsewhere. Maybe, you know, you should reconsider where you're getting your news.
Let me just tell you this. You're exactly right, because I look at the New American articles that I'm talking about today. I look at Natural News. I look at the Epoch Times. I look at WND.com. These are the sources that I query for news, the New American. And I go, man, the stories we're talking about aren't even in the mainstream press at all. They're not even talked about one bit. We're not even on the same page in terms of what the news is in America, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah. I mean, you wonder why there's so much misunderstanding of things. Well, people are waking up, I would say. They're looking for alternatives. It's not like back in the day when there's only three TV channels or whatever. There are many alternatives. But you've got to actively search for things and actively sift out and think for yourself rather than swallowing stuff whole all the time. If you can learn some, critical thinking and all that, you can notice some patterns. And of course, the obvious one should be, well, have they had a number of major retractions in the last several years? There are, like the New York Times, they've had to do stuff like that, and other organizations, news outlets. That should be a red flag.
Amen to that. Now, let me throw this out, because we talked about Rand Paul and his highlighting of this truism that I mentioned. Let me be very clear. I need to know. News is another place that I go for news a lot. Headline says, House passes $40 billion aid package for Ukraine. 149 Republicans vote in support of the package. Republicans are just as bad as the Democrats on this, ladies and gentlemen, almost. Quick pause, Liberty Roundtable Live.
In message one, we said that Satan, the father of lies, John 8:44, gave the left evil, spiritual power the more they use the lies. The political left today is the beast. Now the Bible confirms that the dragon gave him, the beast, his power. Revelation 13:2. The extra evil spiritual power that comes from the beast by their lying is what accounts for the string of the leftist criminals in the government that have never yet been prosecuted. It also explains why American capitalists support communism in the 21st century. Note 1, that behavior of capitalists was predicted by Vladimir Lenin, a cell of the beast. Note 2, Henry Ford was a capitalist, and he would have never gone communist. The difference between Ford and the present day end time capitalists is that Ford was born and educated in the Kingdom of Christ, 19th century America, the New Jerusalem, Revelation 21.
The spirit of the American West is alive and well in Range Magazine, the award-winning quarterly devoted to the issues of the American West. Each issue contains informative articles, breathtaking imagery, as well as the culture of cowboy spirit today, and gift ideas, like this year's Buckaroo calendar. Order online from rangemagazine.com. Loving Liberty Network salutes the spirit of the American West at rangemagazine.com.
I think that my family has always had a big influence on me for not smoking because since I was little, I was taught that smoking was wrong.
Recent studies indicate that smoking among teens often leads to the use of alcohol and other drugs.
I think having faith in God is a big part in it because the way I was raised has helped to avoid smoking.
Smoking. If you think you're old enough to start, you're smart enough to stop. A public service message from this station and the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.
I want to dedicate this song to Mr. Rupert Murdoch.
All right, we got so much to cover, so little time. Eldon Stahl, Sam Bushman on your radio. And, let's start with this. Turns out there's an audit. Yeah, imagine an audit, right? Well, this audit confirmed that nearly half of Biden's Twitter followers are fake. You heard me.
Oh, no.
The president of the United States, Joe Biden, half of his Twitter followers are fake. Wise for Elon Musk to drill into this. I'm not an Elon Musk fan, but he's right on this one. And so half of them are fake. So, you know, according to Carl, we need to throw Joe in jail for sure. All I'm telling you is you got a bunch of fake followers going on. I don't even know how to respond to this one. Half of them?
How nearly could it half? Be? What, who wouldn't want to follow Joe Biden on Twitter?
Well, nobody, and that's why they got to fake the numbers, my friend.
Of course.
Anyway, this is in the New American, ladies and gentlemen, highlighting this story. Where's the mainstream press to tell you this about your president, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, they're too busy following Joe around while Joe's confused where he is, right?
Yeah, seems that way. But, fortunately, some of these things are coming out from Twitter, but I do remember what, you know, when Trump was running and when he was president, that boy, he would put something out on Twitter. And I felt like all of a sudden the news became, you know, I could just subscribe to Trump's Twitter feed and get the news because they were just repeating so much of what Trump tweeted. And that was the news. I think it's because so many people follow Trump on Twitter. But, you know, when Biden tweets something on Twitter, it doesn't seem like it's that much news. Maybe once in a while you hear.
Well, when half of them are fake, what good does it do?
Yeah, that's right. I mean,
so see, what Joe will do is he'll mock me and say, Sam, you don't have any listeners. And then he'll show this big number of listeners and viewers and readers that he has.
Yeah,
and then
right.
I just smirk and go, uh-huh. Then why am I being attacked everywhere and, you know, et cetera? It's very interesting indeed. Anyway, I found that interesting. The NewAmerican.com gets credit for that one as well. Now, here's an interesting tidbit. Steph Curry. Do you know who that guy is, Eldon?
Boy, I'm kind of failing on these. Tell me about Steph
NBA
Curry.
NBA star, Steph Curry.
Okay.
Anyway, turns out that NBA star Steph Curry's mom revealed that she aborted one child, and she almost aborted Steph. She almost aborted her NBA star son, and I guess the headline says, God had a plan. If that's not a pro-life story, I don't know what is. I'd be interested to interview Steph and talk about that one, huh?
Boy, yeah, you know, you never know where people are going to go when they're born or what they're going to become. And, you know, they're all children of God. We should hold that in very deep reverence. And, you know, even if it's a crisis pregnancy, there's probably somebody that will appreciate that child. And we should remember that Mary in the Bible, that was a crisis pregnancy. She was she wasn't planning for that, was she?
Certainly not, but I find that interesting because, in my opinion, that should be a big pro-life story that we need to be talking about in the mainstream press, literally kind of burying it. And I don't know if Steph's talking about it much, but it's sure interesting. And are they suggesting that it would be better if Steph wasn't here? See, I disagree with that. Even these propagandas that want, or propaganda people that want to, you know, put us in jail for misinformation, or they want to abort us or whatever else, and all these kind of things. You know, I don't want anything bad to happen to these people. I think they're off their rockers. I think they're absolutely wrong on the points. I think that I, in the political realm, I want to use my influence to show you how psychotic and deranged and literally unhinged they are. But I don't want anything bad happen to them. I hope they can come to the knowledge of the truth. I hope they can come to their senses. So, you know, I'm glad Steph's here. I wish his brother was here, or sister, or whatever the baby would have been.
No.
I wish he had a sibling. Okay. And I wish, for example, this Carl guy that's literally doubling down, suggesting because he may determine that I've peddled misinformation. You know, I don't want him to go to jail, even though he wants me to go to jail. I don't want anything bad to happen to him. I pray for them all. And I hope the best for all of them. Hillary Clinton, you know, I wish she wouldn't commit her criminal activity. Barack Obama, you know, Joe Biden, you know, I think they're really bad characters. Really bad for America. But I don't wish any ill on any of them, Eldon. And I really think we need to highlight that and point it out. I hope they come to the knowledge of the truth. I hope they come to their senses in the political arena. I hope to spar with them and have a better idea, build a better mousetrap so people identify with my ideas and my beliefs and my viewpoints instead. But I don't want a single bad thing to happen to them, except for that. I just hope they come to their senses.
Yeah, me too.
See how hate-filled I am, brother?
Yeah, boy, that was, but of course, you know, I can see deep into your soul and see that there's hate in there, right? somehow, some people claim that they have that power, right? But that was not hate filled at all. It's good to hear. We should be, you know, charitable toward all men and make sure that, look at them as children of God and people that are, you know, everybody has power for good and evil.
Over Italians, or Italians, if you prefer, over 1 million Italians fined for breaking vaccine mandate rules. Chris Tomlinson with this piece. Think about this. Mm. Over 1 million of them fined for breaking vaccine mandate rules. Folks around the country, around the world, people are getting sick of it. They're not going to take it anymore, man. 1 million of them. Now, I wish we could get 1 million of Americans to do something, Eldon.
Yeah, maybe that's what you should do. Of course, in Italy, it's more strict, and they're having all these enforcement measures that are just ridiculous, but ridiculous enough in the United States. But, yeah, it's eventually people are just going to say, I'm not going to take this anymore. And maybe that's what people want. Maybe, you know, certain people want there to be civil unrest and things where disrespect for the government and just a societal breakdown in that sense of order. That's, you don't want that either.
Wow. This is kind of an interesting headline that I want to bring to your attention as well, Eldon. It turns out that Bill Gates, who is not a doctor and he's not a scientist either, recommends a COVID vax every 6 months. You in, Eldon?
Nope, not me. Nope. That's not something that should be happening. You know, for a while it was, you remember the flu vaccine, and it, you know, oh, wow, we got this flu vaccine. Well, did it get rid of the flu? Well, no. Is it effective? No. And a lot of people getting sick or dying from that flu vaccine. But now it's even worse. They're saying, well, these vaccines, supposedly vaccines for COVID, should be mandatory. You know, you should be fined for not getting it or something.
Wow. It's hard to know how to focus on some of this stuff, because you look at these stories and you just go, man, what we've been talking about these whole 2 hours is nothing the mainstream press is talking about, at least when it comes to the focus or the delivery or the any of those things, right?
Yeah, that's right. That's quite a deal. We need to look carefully and make sure we find good sources of information. The mainstream, when I listen to the radio, sometimes, gosh, it's like KSL is this straight up propaganda organ now. It's just mind blowing. Not that
other than that's all right, something though, Eldon.
Brand new, but yeah, other than that.
Yeah,
they got a big microphone, a lot of wattage.
It's just amazing when I read the news, though, and I look at it, and more, it used to be where we covered a lot of the same stories, and we had just had different takes on the story or different viewpoints about what the story means or how it relates to us and our culture and our society, et cetera. Now, though, we're not even talking about the same news anymore.
Yep.
Think about the headlines from last hour. All right, Eldon Stahl with me, Kelly Finnegan. Yep. The discussion was an Honest Money report about gold and silver. When they talk about finances, they're not talking about that. Walmart. I'm talking about Walmart melting down in an inflation. Mike Rowe, truckers he knows, $1,200 plus to fuel their tanks. A coming recession, how to prepare for it, the Epic Times. Carl Cameron, the former chief, literally saying people should be thrown in jail for misinformation. My take on that story, did Carl Cameron just call for the arrest of Anthony Fauci and Joe Biden? Feds asked for COVID-19 misinformation. Get back CDC information from a state attorney general. The biggest threat the U.S. faces is debt, inflation. Totally different. Rand Paul talking about it. Nobody else even on the beat. House passes $40 billion package. The key takeaway is 149 Republicans in support of it and stuff like that. Nobody's talking about that. Okay, the entire email catalog of Hunter Biden's laptop being put up in a database that's searchable. Nobody's talking about that. Audit, half of Biden's Twitter followers, absolutely bogus, fake. Nobody's talking. Curry's mother reveals she literally aborted a baby, and she kept Steph. Over 1 million Italians fined for breaking vaccine mandate rules. Bill Gates, who is not a doctor, demanding vaccines. You look at all this, and none of this is really mainstream press discussion. And I think it's getting more and more polarized, Eldon.
Yeah, I think you're right. I think you're right, Sam. It's just there's such a disparity between what we see in the so-called mainstream press and the alternatives that it's just it's almost like people are living in two different worlds.
Where do we go with it? What's going to happen if it just gets worse?
Well, we're going to have to
make
some
decisions. Because I don't see how it won't just get worse, do you?
Not unless we, choose to change.
So, Americans, more than ever, as Eldon wisely pointed out earlier in the broadcast, more than ever, folks, it's a matter of what news are you going to pay attention to? All right, are you going to go to the Fox News? Are you going to go to Newsmax? Are you going to go to CNN? CNBC, MSNBC, whatever, all these places where you just have flat-out propaganda. They claim we're the propagandists. We claim they are. Who's telling you the truth? Yet we're going to WND.com, The New American, The Epic Times, Daily Wire, going to Brighty on TV, Brighty on Radio, LovingLiberty.net. I mean, I could go on and on and on of these sources, but we're in totally different worlds now, and it's getting more and more with the red state, the blue state divides. The blue state's doubling down in murder and abortion. The red state's trying to stop a lot of it, from abortion to, we can go right on down the list. And the culture war continues. I pray we can find a way to move forward in civility. I'll tell you that right now. That's my prayer. That's our effort on your radio as well. CallForCivility.com is a website I put together if y'all want to check that out to learn more about our efforts in that arena, by the way. And I would like to thank Brighteon Radio Networks. We'd like to thank the Loving Liberty Radio Network. We'd like to thank all the AM and FM affiliates that carry the show. We'd like to thank Kelly and Brian and our producers up and down the line, Cameron and all those folks, crew. Just because I, get the focus, that doesn't mean I'm any more important than anybody else. It's all of us together telling you the tale of truth, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you, Eldon.
Well, thank you, Sam. Gosh, yeah, it's all a lot of people make it happen. So great to say thanks.
God save the Republic of the United States of America.